This is a Bikias recording for Maseches Tainis, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. We're starting from the second line on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. We just got done saying what's Urpila, and Rava has a comment based on that idea of things that are starting to sprout. So Va'amar Rava, Rava says, Hait Surba Me Rabbanan Dami Le Parditza De Tuse Kola. So a Surba Me Rabbanan means a young Talmud Chacham. Rashi explains the difference in a regular season Talmud Chacham that we would refer to it as Hahume Rabbanan versus a Tsurba Me Rabbanan. So he says that a young Talmud Chacham came in the Novat Novat. Once he starts to sprout in the right direction, he's on his way, right? Just as Rashi points out, just as certain plants that when you see them sprouting in the right direction, you know they're on their way. So too, a young Talmud Chacham, once he his name makes a name for himself, he then increases exponentially, and he really can get things going. Right, so that's how the Gemara explains it. It's Damila Parditza de Tuse Kola. They're like these sprouts underneath the ground. Came in the Novat Novat. Once they sprout through, then they're on their way to greatness. V'amar Rava, and then Rava, once he got off on that topic, so now he gets off on a little bit of a different topic. Haitzurba me Rabbanan de Rasach. If you see a young Talmud Chacham who gets angry, sometimes you have a guy, you know, Chashev a Beish Medrash guy or a young Kol guy, and he's got a temper. He tends to really boil over from time to time. So he says, Don't be choshed him that he's a bad person, that he has such bad midos. Rather, oraisahu dekamer raschale. It's the Torah that's inside of him that's boiling him over, that's getting him all riled up. Shenemar haloko devarai keish neum Hashem. Right? Yirmiyahu says that the words of Torah are like fire. V'amar Rav Ashi kol talmud chacham she'eino kosher kebarzel. And if you have a Talmud Chacham who's not hard like iron, meaning he has to know how to be tough in the right, obviously in the right place, in the right time. Most of the time he could be weak and timid and humble, but once in a while you got to stand up for Kavodat Torah, so you got to be tough. So he says, if there's a Talmud Chacham who's not hard like iron, eino Talmud Chacham. He's not a real Talmud Chacham. Shenemar, this is the second half of the pasuk we just quoted, that the Torah is like eish, and it's kepatish yipotzei tzela. It's like a hammer that can split a stone. So sometimes a Talmud Chacham has to be tough. Right, Amalei Rabbi Amir Ravashi, Ason Mehasa Masnina Sulu. You guys learn it out from there. Anan Mehacha Masnina Lo. We learn it out from here. Dechsev Eretz Asher Avonea Barzel. Right, so it says about Eretz Yisrael that it's the land that its stones are like iron. Al Tikrei Avonea Ela Boneha. So we have this from time to time in Shaza. Right, we learn Boneha refers to Talmidei Chachamim. It says don't learn it as the stones, rather the builders, which means Talmidei Chachamim. They are like Barzel. Amar Avina, Afilu Hachi. So now here comes the most important qualifier. Even so, Miboy Leila Inish Lamelef Nafshe Benichusa. It's proper for a person to act in a pleasant fashion, right? So Shenemar, as it says, Vahaser Kas Milibcha. You should remove the anger Milibcha from your heart, right? Begomer. So you're not allowed to get angry. So he basically says, even though you have this Torah that's boiling up inside you and you have the excuse, you're not allowed to actually get angry. It's not an excuse for the young Talmud Chacham to act with a bad temper. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani says, Amar Rav Yonasan, in the name of Rav Yonasan, Shlosha Shalu Shalo Kehogin. So this is a carryover. We had this very similar to the Gemara in Brachos last year. There are three people who asked, made requests of Hashem, and they were improper requests. L'shnayim eshivu kehogin, l'achad eshivu shalo kehogin. One of them was answered properly, and two of them were answered properly, and one of them was answered improperly. What does it mean improperly? Meaning they got a good versus a bad answer, as we'll see. Who are these people? Ve'eluhim. These are the three people we're talking about. Eliezer, Eved Avram. Right, Eliezer in Parshas Chayisara, v'Shaul ben Kish in Shaul at the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, v'Yiftach HaGiladi, and Yiftach the Shofet towards the end of Sefer Shoftim. Eliezer, Eved Avram, what did he do wrong? Dichsiv, he said, v'Hoya Anar Asher Omar Eleha Hatina Kadeich. Right, so he said, I want the girl who I'm going to ask her, give me to drink from your pitcher, and she's going to tell me even your camels can drink. So Yachal Afil Chigeres Afil Suma. Anybody could have said that. I mean, he only wanted one specific sign. It could have been a woman who couldn't walk. It could have been a woman who was blind. That's not necessarily what Avram and Yitzchak were looking for. So Heshivo Kehogen, yet Hashem answered him properly, even his Damna Lo Rivka, and he got the perfect wife. Obviously, he got Rivka Imenu. So Shaul ben Kish, Shaul HaMelech, before he was the king, said, Dichsiv, he asked, V'hayah Isha Sher Yakenu Yashrenu HaMelech. I'm sorry, this was... Take it back. This was Shaul when he was being challenged by Goliath. So he said, the man who kills Goliath, I'm going to make him rich. Osher Gadol, Ve'ezbito Yitin Lot. I'm going to give him my daughter to marry. So I'm going to make him my son-in-law. So Yachol Afilu Eved, Afilu Mamzer. It could be a person who's not allowed to marry your daughter. It could be an Eved, could be a Mamzer who's going to kill Goliath. You don't know. So how could you make such a promise? Heshivu Kogen, Ve'nizdan Lo David. So Hashem still gave him a good answer, and he gave him David HaMelech as a son-in-law. Yiftach HaGilad, Yiftach from Gilad, the Shofet Yiftach, when he won a battle, he wanted to win the battle, so he said, V'haya hayotzei asher yotzei midalsei beisi, right? Whatever comes out of the doors of my house, when I come back from victory, I'm going to give that up as a korban. So Yachal Afilu Davar Tamei. So it was a terrible thing to say. How do you know it's going to be a kosher animal? It could be a non-kosher animal. Heshivu Shaloko, and Hashem gave him a bad answer. Nizdamnu Lo Bito, and his daughter ended up coming out first. V'hainu Dekamar Le Navi Li Yisrael, and this is what the Navi meant when it says Yirmiyahu HaNavi said to the Jewish people, Hatsari Ein Begilad, right? Im Rofe Ein Sham, right? So Uksiven, it says further. Asher Lotz, right, so he says basically that this is a horrible thing that happened and there's no healing it, there's no way to fix it. This tragedy that happened in Gilad is referring to Yiftach HaGiladi, the fact that he said, the first thing that's going to come out of my house, I'm going to bring is a korban to Hashem, and then his daughter ended up coming out of the house. And then it says further, Asher Lotz, V'lo Dibarti V'lo Olsa Alibi, I never commanded it, I never said it, and it never even crossed my mind that you should do it. Asher lo tzivisi zeh b'no shel Misha melech Moed shenemar. This is the son of Mesha, the king of Moab. So it says, what did it say? Vayikaches b'no habachor asher yimlech tachta v'yaleu ola. Right, he wanted to give his son, he took his son and he brought him up as a korban ola to Hashem. Hashem has no interest in human sacrifices. Velo dibarti, and I certainly never spoke it, I never commanded you to do it. Zeh Yiftach, this is the story of Yiftach. I never commanded you to offer me your daughter as a korban. Velo ol salibi, and it never even crossed my mind. Zeh Yitzchak ben Avram. This is talking about Yitzchak Avinu being brought as the Akedah. Right, I never told you actually to shechtim. I just wanted to see if you would pass the test. So Amar Rabbi Brachia Af Knesset Yisrael Shalo Shalo Kahogan. He says there's actually a fourth example that the Jewish nation asked improperly. Vakadosh Baruch Hu Yeshiva Kahogan. Hashem gave him a good answer anyway. Shenemar V'neid O Nirdefa Ladas Es Hashem Kishachar Nachon Motzao V'Yavo Kageshem Lanu Kimalkosh Yore Eretz. Right. So what are we talking about over here? So basically, we want to chase down Hashem, and we want to know him like a good morning. We're going to find him like a good morning, and it's going to come to us like rain. Amar la Kodesh Baruch Hu, biti, my daughter. Knesset Yisrael is referred to like the daughter of Hashem. At shoelas davar she'pamim misbakesh, she'pamim ena misbakesh. Right? You're asking for something, which is rain, which is something that sometimes you want it to rain, and sometimes you don't want it to rain, depending on the season, depending on the time of day, etc. Aval aniye yelecha davar misbakesh la'olam. And Hashem answers back, in the same Navi, Hosea, he answers back, ehyeh katal li Yisrael. I will be like tal, I'll be like dew to the Jewish people, and I'll be something that you always desire. There's never a time you don't want tal. Oh, shalosh aloka hogen. But there's another time that Knesset Yisrael said improperly. This is in Shir HaShirim. The Chazal understands Shir HaShirim as a love song between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Knesset Yisrael asked Shaloka Hogan, what did they say? Ribono Shel Olam. So what did he say? Simeni Kachosam Alibecha. Place me like a seal on your heart. Kachosam Azarecha, like a seal on your arm. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, biti, my daughter, Knesset Yisrael, you're asking for something which is sometimes visible and sometimes invisible, sometimes you're wearing sleeves, sometimes not. But I will be to you like something which is always visible. Shenemar hein al kapayim chukosich. Right, so he says, I will be like a law on your palms, you know, be on your hands, which the hands, generally speaking, you don't wear gloves, especially in Eretz Yisrael, not too often you wear gloves. Hands are generally revealed, and the sign that Hashem is our God and we are His people is always revealed. Let's go a little bit further in the Gemara. Now we're back to the halacha section of the Gemara. Ein sholin es hagishamim el asamach l'gishamim. This is what we said before. You can't start saying Mesein Talamatar unless it's around the time that you want it to rain. Savrua. So the Gemara, we're assuming at this point she'elah v'azkara chadam ilsehi. Right? You do hazkara and she'elah. She'elah referring to Mesein Talamatar and hazkara mashav ruach. You do them, it's the same thing. You do them at the exact same time. Man Tana, who is the Tana who says this, that you can only have the Saint Talamatar in conjunction with Mashiva Ruach, Amar Rava Rabbi Yehoshua. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yehoshua. Damar Mishas Hanachaso. When do you start saying the Mashiva Ruach? So you say it from the time that you put down the Dalad Minim. So Rashi understands that the Gemara is referring to the eighth day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, right, and that is right around the time of the rain. Amalei Abaye, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Eliezer. No, it doesn't have to be Dafka Rabbi Yehoshua, not Rabbi Eliezer. She'elu L'chud V'azkara L'chud. You could say that we could start saying Mashava Ruach first, and then later on we will ask for the rain by saying Saint Talmud. V'ika D'Amre, and there are others who say Lema. Let us say Rabbi Yehoshua, that this has to be the opinion of Rabbi Yehoshua, Damar Mishas Hanachaso, that he says you only start saying it from the time you put down the Dalad Minim. Amar Rava, Rava answers, no, not Abaye, but Rava, Afila Tema Rabbi Eliezer, you could even say Chitz Reb Lezer, Sheila Lechud, Vaskar Lechud, that we don't conflate the times of asking with mentioning. Mentioning can come up first on its own.